This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me today is Kaylee Berenson, a private wealth advisor with Bushka Wealth Management as well. And we've got, of course, our co-host Tony Shore with us today as well. Now, listeners, if at any point during the show, as always, give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. While you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. We've got a couple of past episodes out there for you to pick up on if you missed them. And of course, you can also on the radio show page subscribe to some of our upcoming programs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Now, the expression, "the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry," is attributed to 18th century British poet Robert Burns. Now, I'm personally not much of a poet, but I like saying that because it reminds us that no matter how much we plan, we can only plan so much. And we must remain nimble and willing to adapt as our circumstances change. Now, this notion certainly applies to retirement as well. Thoughtfully planning for your retirement when it's still years away is a very wise move. But the way you think about retirement when you're 40 is probably much different than you will at 60. For example, at 40, you may be adamant that you're going to work until 70, the age at which it's not advantageous in terms of the size of your monthly Social Security payment to keep working. But once you hit 60, you may think to yourself, you know what? I'm out of here the day I hit my full retirement age, or maybe even 62. So on today's show, we're going to consider some of the ways that you may be able to move up your retirement date if your circumstances or your feelings change. But before we get into the topic for today, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us today, Kaylee and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great. Doing great. Can't believe you're quoting Robert Burns.
Yeah. Are you a big fan, Tony?
I actually am. I'm a little more of a Robert Plant fan than a Robert Burns, but that's okay. I'm doing great. I've had a great week. We celebrated my dad's 81st birthday last weekend and got him a cake.
Awesome.
And all the other people at the assisted living apartments where he's at came to it, and a few of relatives and friends. So that was fun. Kaylee, though, glad to have you on the show once again. How have you been?
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. It's been a little bit, but I've been good too. I've just been staying busy, getting ready for back to school season. So that's definitely been a lot this week preparing for that and open house. So other than that, just staying busy at work.
Yeah, back to school. The kids, mm-hmm. the kids going back to school.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I notice it. You know, our kids are grown and out of the house, although we still have two in college of the three. But the way I know it's back to school time is the roads start to get busier. So, and I see the school supplies in the stores.
Right.
It seems like traffic picks up when the school year's going on, at least my morning commute. So at any rate, it is back to school. So Kaylee, you've been busy though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys are keeping busy over there. And Cole, you guys are going to be getting a new building, right? Moving at
that
some point.
That is right. Yep, we are. We have officially closed on a new office building for our Wausau headquarters, and There's going to be a couple of months of renovation, but obviously we're kind of making the announcement now because there's going to be a for sale sign up in front of our current office. So we don't want anybody to wonder what's going on.
Yeah, no, no, you don't.
We are not selling the business. We are not closing the business.
In fact,
we are just relocated. That is correct.
Yeah.
Quite a nice upgrade, in fact.
Yeah, a much bigger building, right?
It is a larger building. It's a more convenient location. We're going to be right off the highway, off of Bridge Street here in Wausau. So clients are going to be able to get to us a little easier and faster. And the office layout is just a bit more efficient. It's going to allow us to do a little bit more meetings at the same time, because obviously we have a lot more advisors in our firm now. So we need more conference room space and things like that. So all good things at this point, Tony.
Yeah, I bet that's going to be a really nice office, and I'm sure you're putting in pickleball courts in the new office, right?
No, I don't think we're going to have space for pickleball tournaments, unfortunately.
Oh, shoot. I was kind of hoping. Your clients might enjoy that, too. You might want to think about maybe turning part of the parking lot into a pickleball court, but I'm just throwing that out there. What are we talking about today? Where do you want to start this conversation off?
Well, Tony, first up, we have a U.S. News and World Report article titled Seven Strategies to Bump Up Your Retirement Date. It provides a perspective that I think many of our listeners will find very useful. It first notes that, by and large, American workers are hoping to retire earlier, not later. That's all well and good, but leaving work as early as possible could have you facing a retirement that could last 30 or even 40 years. And funding a long retirement will require a substantial nest egg, which is something that a surprising number of people simply just don't have. An AARP report cited in the article found that a stunning 20% of Americans aged 50 and older don't have any retirement savings at all. And 61% reported that they're worried they won't have enough money to see them through their entire retirement years.
Well, I just think we should be building a nest egg.
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, even
good old Marge.
Even Marge Simpson knows that. But wow. I mean, seriously, Kaylee, 20% with no retirement mm-hmm. savings to speak of, and then another, 61% who are worried yeah. they aren't going to have enough retirement savings and income? Those are
right.
some stark numbers, right, Cole?
Oh, my gosh. They really are. And it is worrisome for a lot of people out there. But if you want to bump up your retirement date, there are some things that you can do right now to make that a little more realistic. The first strategy is to double check that you're maxing out your employer's 401k match if it offers one. A typical 401k match will see your employer match a percentage or a dollar-to-dollar amount of your own plan contribution. So, for example, your employer may offer a 50% match up to the first 6% of your annual salary. In this instance, if you make $75,000 a year, your employer's 50% match would equate to about $2,250 per year. Making sure that you're contributing enough to your 401k to trigger that employer match is important because, as the article makes plain, it's essentially free money. Now, I agree with the financial services professional in the article who recommends ramping up your 401k or IRA contributions as your income goes up, rather than waiting to increase your contributions based on your age. Also, when you turn 50, be sure to discuss making catch-up contributions with a financial services professional. Catch-up contributions also allow those who are 50 years or older to add additional money to a 401k or IRA beyond what their younger counterparts can make. So it's a good strategy to investigate for sure.
Right. And you've mentioned this on previous shows. Those catch-up contributions after you turn 50, they can really add up and pack a financial punch. Can you, Kaylee, remind us of some of the limits with some of these retirement accounts?
Absolutely. That's a great idea. This year, the IRS permits you to defer income taxes on as much as $23,000 that you dedicate to your 401k, 403b, or 457b if you're under 50. And if you're over 50, the amount jumps up to $30,500. For solo 401ks, the contribution limit is $69,000. Plus an additional $7,500 for those 50 and older. For IRAs and Roth IRAs, the 2024 limit is $7,000 or $8,000 if you're 50 or older. Remember that with traditional IRA contributions, you don't immediately pay taxes. Instead, your eventual withdrawals will be taxed. But with Roth IRA contributions, you pay taxes upfront for tax-free retirement withdrawals. Also, with both accounts, the amount that you contribute can't be greater than what you earn.
So that's really good info. Thanks for that, Kaylee. I think our listeners should know there are several more retirement accounts available, so they should make sure they reach out to you for more details. If they have any questions, they can call you and the team there. I know you're more than happy to help, and you love hearing from our listeners out there, correct?
Absolutely.
That is true, yep. And setting up automatic savings deductions is your next potential strategy move. Automating your savings is a simple way to consistently contribute money to a savings tool of your choice outside of your employer's plan. So you set the amount and the money comes out of your paycheck and you don't even have to think about it. So work with a financial services professional to determine what retirement, investment, and savings accounts permit direct deposits. Then set reoccurring amounts that won't negatively affect your ability to pay your regular monthly bills. From a budget standpoint, once you're used to this money not funneling into your debit banking account, you won't even miss it anymore.
Right. And that's a great point, Cole. But before we go on, in order to make these things happen, you should work with a financial professional to make sure you don't make costly mistakes. How can our listeners out there get a hold of you?
Well, Tony, listeners can visit our website at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Or they can call our office at 715-355-4445. And of course, then we can discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about your retirement date, overall retirement goals, or any other elements of your financial strategy. Of course, it's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement that you've worked so hard for.
All right. Listeners, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more of Financially Speaking.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com. Or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Cole and Kaylee, hosting the show today. And you've both been giving us a lot of great potential strategies for retiring sooner than you'd been planning. For example, in your 40s, maybe you anticipated working until you were at least 70, but a lot of people, when they turn 60 and get in their early 60s, they may decide they want to clock out for the last time and call it good and retire early. So what do you have for us next?
Next, we are going to discuss the U.S. News and World Report article titled Seven Strategies to Bump Up Your Retirement Date. It has more insights that I'm eager to share, the next of which is potentially using your current tax bracket to your advantage with a Roth IRA. If you're currently in your 30s or your 40s, there's a solid chance that your household income will rise as you draw closer to retirement. Consequently, those decades are when you'll potentially be in a lower tax bracket for quite some time. Add in the fact that taxes will increase at the end of 2025 if Congress doesn't extend or adapt the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, and it's clear that the strategy session with a financial services professional may be in your order. Taking advantage of your current lower tax bracket now with a Roth IRA will supply you with tax-free retirement income decades down the road because you pay the taxes immediately and your investment earnings are tax-deferred and qualified future withdrawals are also tax-free. Let me caution here that Roth IRAs aren't an ideal fit for every financial strategy, particularly if there's a chance that you could find yourself in a lower tax bracket after retirement. If you're considering a Roth IRA, I strongly urge you to discuss it with your financial services professional before making any final decisions.
Right. I mean, why not reach out to a financial professional before making any big decisions? That's what they're there for, right, Cole?
Hear, hear, Tony. That is correct. Now, a second job will also come down to your energy level and ability to physically and mentally handle additional work. Your family situation will also have an effect. If you have teenagers at home or you're regularly watching your grandkids, a second job might not be doable. And this is yet another potential step that you'll want to thoroughly discuss with a financial services professional, because there may be other options available to you. For example, if you're very close to retirement, say within a year or two, it's possible that some budget adjustments may do the trick, cutting a few expenses, for example. Or if you're an empty nester, perhaps it's time to sell that large family home and move into something that's much smaller, but still suits your needs and your taste.
Right. And I know on previous shows, you've talked about how some retirees take part-time jobs doing something they really enjoy to earn a little extra money. And it seems to me it would be much the same with a second job before retirement, though I agree with you that exploring other options needs to be part of the conversation.
Absolutely. And paying off your biggest debt sources is another possible strategy move that could help you move your retirement date. The article goes so far as to recommend clearing all your major household debt minus your mortgage. A simple way to begin this process is to focus first on your high interest debt with larger or multiple payments while paying the minimums on your lower interest debts. Once the high interest debt is paid off, you can dedicate more of that money to your lower interest debt while also maximizing your contributions to your retirement accounts. At this point, you may also want to discuss investing some remaining money in a taxable brokerage account with your financial services professional, who also may be able to suggest solutions for using the extra money you have today to create a reliable income during retirement.
That's right. Thanks, Kaylee. And you know what? Even if you read a fair amount of financial news, a financial professional, Kaylee and Cole, you can probably provide ideas and options they don't even know about. And that's one of the best things about working with you, is you don't know what you don't know, and that's why you go to a professional.
Well, Tony, your next reasonable strategy move to potentially bump up your retirement date is to re-examine your current insurance products to look for potential savings. The easiest way to save a few bucks while hanging on to insurance products we all need is to leverage affordable group benefits to reduce the cost of unexpected events. Many workers can purchase affordable group benefits for things like accident, critical illness, and hospital indemnity insurance through their employer. Often these plans provide cash benefits during an emergency, which could shield you from making a hardship withdrawal from your retirement savings, which is something that could end up delaying your retirement.
Yeah, I know you've said before that's a no-no, and you've talked a lot in the past about reviewing your current insurance coverage and products. That's a good reason, again, to meet with a financial professional. I know you've said, hey, when people come to you, a lot of times they're overinsured or underinsured, so you want to make sure you've got that right.
Those are all great points, Tony. And lastly, the article recommends restructuring your investment portfolio as a final strategy step to potentially move up your retirement date. Wanting to retire earlier than you initially expected may require a portfolio that combines income, growth, and safety. If investing is a part of your strategy, there may be ways to adjust it that benefit your desire to move up your retirement date. However, I urge you in the strongest terms possible to only invest while working with a financial services professional. The market offers numerous upsides, but it also comes with many potential dangers. Put an ally in your corner.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, Kaylee. And You know what? How do we do that? Cole, let our listeners know how they can set up a no charge, no obligation consultation with you and your team there.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Well, this has been a great show so far, and during the show, you've been talking about strategy steps to take if you decide you want to move up that retirement date. You've really brought up some excellent insights during the first two segments. So what's next?
Next, let's discuss moving your retirement date up in relation to when you file for Social Security. A NerdWallet article titled, Should You Take Social Security at 62, 67, or 70? Has some details I think will be interesting to discuss. As many listeners likely know, the earliest you can file for Social Security is age 62. But if you do so, your monthly payment will likely be reduced because, as the article notes, most people aren't eligible for their full benefit until they reach age 67. If you wait until you're 70, your benefit increases by 8% per year for up to 3 years.
Yeah, that's an 8% a year isn't too shabby.
Right? Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, it sounds really nice. So what are some things then people should know about filing at 62, which is the earliest you can file?
Well, Tony, the article cites recent data from the Social Security Administration that found that the average monthly payment for recipients who are 62 is about $1,274. That number is 70% of what a recipient would have received had they waited until their full retirement age. Now, here are some of the common reasons for filing at 62. You need the money right now. Well, that's a valid one. You have health issues that could shorten your life expectancy, or you don't anticipate living beyond your break-even point. You're receiving early retirement from your employer, and those benefits end when you turn 62. You have dependent children or an eligible spouse who may receive a monthly benefit up to one half of your full retirement amount, but they can't begin collecting those benefits until you begin receiving your own payment. Or you're eligible for survivor benefits on someone else's Social Security record and want to apply at 62 and then switch to your own Social Security benefit when at or after your full retirement age, of course, will then potentially be higher.
Sure. And so obviously that's huge, right? And
yeah, absolutely.
I'm guessing most people anticipate waiting to file for Social Security until closer to their full retirement age. But it does sound like there are some solid reasons, at least, for filing early at 62. What about waiting until your full retirement age, or better yet, my full retirement age, which is 67?
Well, the average monthly payment for somebody who's 67, according to the Social Security Administration, is about $1,844 a month. In most cases, those filing for Social Security at 67 will receive 100% of the benefit that they've earned. Here are some of the main reasons many people wait until 67, which again is the full retirement age for most current American workers. You intend to continue working while receiving Social Security benefits because at this point, the money that you earn on the job won't affect your benefits because there's no more annual earnings limit. You were able to wait until you were 67, but can't afford to keep delaying Social Security income. You don't anticipate living past your break-even point for collecting benefits at 67 rather than 70.
Right. And that's interesting. You do have to look at your family longevity. Nobody knows the day or time, but that's something to consider. So filing at 67 rather than 62, according to the Social Security Administration data you shared, that's a difference of about $570 a month. I know for many retirees, that's a significant amount of money.
I'm right there with you, Tony. An extra $570 a month can buy a lot of groceries, especially for one or two empty nesters. So let's next look at what happens if you file at age 70, the point at which there's no longer a financial benefit for waiting to file. Now, let me reiterate that waiting until you're 70 means that you'll receive 8% per year for up to 3 years after your full retirement age. Now, the most recent Social Security Administration data tells us that the average 70-year-old recipient is currently receiving about $1,963 per month as of right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I know it goes up. Hopefully there's that cost of living adjustment in there. Sometimes we get it. Sometimes right. we don't. But you're right. And if you're in good health and you enjoy your job and your coworkers, the benefit to wait to file, at least for Social Security at 70, is pretty clear. And I think sometimes we think everyone is desperate to retire. And though a lot of people are, a fair number of people want to keep working these days because we're living longer. Right, Kaylee?
Absolutely, Tony. I have clients who could retire today because of their finances, but they have no desire to because they still find their careers fulfilling. And many people are concerned they won't have enough to do for 40 or 50 hours a week after they quit working. Here's a rundown of why you may want to wait until you're 70 to file for Social Security. You have other income sources, and therefore you don't need Social Security income until you're 70. You anticipate living a long time, or you understand that your benefits don't increase if you wait until after 70 to file. In many respects, Social Security is straightforward. You accrue credits during your working years, and once you file, you receive reliable monthly income. But the timing does matter, and the program has certain nuances that make working with a financial services professional to ensure you maximize your monthly payment a wise step.
Yeah, the good point right there. And I think this has been a great topic. I know a lot of people do consider moving up their retirement date, and you've covered a lot of what needs to go into that, but I'm sure our listeners will have questions. Cole, is there anything you want to add for those listeners before we sign off?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder for our listeners out there, I should say, that, of course, they don't have to plan for all of these things alone. That's what our team of professionals is here to assist with. And obviously, anyone out there listening that is questioning their current plan or wants to get started on creating a retirement plan for themselves can give us a call at 715-355-4445. Or you can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.